Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Happy Valentine's someday.
That's Kathy's youngest son and daughter wishing everyone else in the room, three other kids, their mother, and myself, a happy holiday season. The family of six, whose names we won't share to protect their privacy, just moved into their own home after spending some time with Family Promise.
It's not a bad little house. I'm so grateful. Like, I've had so many people from some of the churches come and give stuff, and so it's filled it up, and without them it wouldn't be. So I'm real grateful for that.
This is one of the many families to have gone through the Family Promise program. Executive Director Cynthia Ramey says they work specifically with families who have children under the age of 18.
One thing that we want to do is keep the family unit together. We don't want mom, dad, and children to come in. Dad has to go to the men's facility. Mom and the kids go somewhere else.
The nonprofit works with a partnership of 25 churches in Pulaski County to provide food, shelter, and other resources. The staff is able to provide job training, transportation, and school assistance because of the operation's size.
We do serve a small number of people at any given time. Now, usually when we have a family that transition out, almost immediately we have another family ready to transition in. So it's like a revolving door, but it's still no more than 14 people at a time or four families.
Ramey says the families stay in each church for a week at a time, while Family Promise assists parents in getting to and from job interviews and children to and from school. Afternoon activities are also provided.
Things like money management to, you know, how to eat healthy on a budget and things like that, because we want the adults to be able to, you know, make good decisions, make healthy decisions for their family so that the whole family unit can thrive and do well.
Looks like all the programming and welcoming community setting are paying off. Kathy is happy to be in her own home, but happily shares her family's experience with the organization.
They had the most awesomest hosts at these churches, warm and inviting. They felt like a home, you know. The people made you feel like you were at home because they were just nice. They were there to conversate. They were there, you know, to feed you, to talk with you, to play with the kids. I mean, they were just, the church hosts were just really, really good people.
Her oldest chimes in.
A lot of fun activities, science activities, and games, game systems, and huge gyms, and nice hosts.
After the rest of her kids offer opinions on everything from the food to the coloring books, Kathy tells me that each of the host churches made them feel like a family she needs to let know she is doing okay.
And we're going to go back and visit all the host churches just to let them know we're doing good and got a home now, we're out of the program.
Executive Director Cynthia Ramey says she is driven to do the work that she does to make sure families thrive, just like Kathy and her kids. She wants people to remember that anyone can be homeless for any reason, and that at the end of the day, kids are kids.
If you go to a school and it's recess and you're looking at the children playing, you can't pick out the homeless children from all the others.
For more information about Family Promise, visit our website at KUAR.org. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.